It is time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Got half my voice tied behind my back today, so.
It sounds like your best 5 minutes of the day might be when you get to go back to bed.
Yeah, I've already texted coworkers to say I'm leaving at 7. So, anyhow.
Well, I'm glad to be talking to you, even though there's only part of your voice there.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like Attack of the Phlegm.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's kind of a bad image, but I tried to combat it. And here's the thing. I got 3 high school basketball games to call. Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon. So need to rest it today. So
yeah, you for sure do. Yeah, and as somebody who makes their living with their voice,
yeah,
definitely something that we'll be praying for.
I was just one of the Christmas songs we had here was talking about "Do You Hear What I Hear?" and it calls to mind the Tim Hawkins clip.
Yeah, yeah,
which is a classic from him. You know.
Yeah. He has so many good ones, though.
I know he does.
Good things from...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, lately, a guy who's kind of rising up... You know, so Tim was kind of classified as a Christian comedian, I guess. But, I mean, he's just funny. He's one of the funniest people.
Regardless of
what
his background is. Agreed. Absolutely.
But I think... is it Nate Bargatze? Is that how you say his last name?
Oh, my gosh. He's funny. Nate Bargatze. Yeah.
Okay.
I find him... extremely hilarious. He's probably my favorite comedian currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's everything he's touching is kind of turning to gold. I mean, to have somebody who's billed as a clean comic who has hosted Saturday Night Live, that was really something.
Yeah, for sure. And he just has this dry, somewhat self-deprecating humor. And, man, he is funny, funny, funny.
Yeah.
His 2 well-known clips from SNL, the Washington's Dream.
Right.
You can look them up on YouTube, and they are just funny.
Right, he's portraying George Washington, right?
So, right,
Yeah, very good. So, anyhow, that's kind of nice. You know, sometimes it's thought like, oh, you got to be shocking or something to, you know, vulgar.
Yeah. And I think there's people who can demonstrate they can be funny without that. I think Brian Regan is somebody who does that well. For the most part, I think Jim Gaffigan can do that. But I think Nate Bargatze is at the top of that list, in my opinion.
All right, yeah. I don't know. I'm just not a Jim Gaffigan guy.
I hear that a lot. People are like, I love him or I hate him. And I think that's fair.
Well, I'm going to not say that I don't hate him. I'm just not a fan. He just doesn't make me... So
yep.
I don't know.
That's all right. That's fair.
Yeah. It happens sometimes, you know?
It does. Absolutely.
I mean, there's people who don't like raisins. There's people who don't like pineapple on their pizza.
So what you're saying is that Jim Gaffigan is the raisin of the comedy world.
I am saying. Well, I want to be more prepared with Advent with you, and it's just not happening. But... I would like you. I don't really want to do any reading today.
Okay.
So I don't. Do you keep Letters to the Beloved by you, or do you just have your Bible?
I've got my Letters to the Beloved right in front of me.
All right, then you do everything with. We're still trucking along with where we are.
Yeah. So 40 and 41.
Yeah. There you go. Matthew 26.
Yeah. So it says, then he returned to the disciples and found them asleep. He said to Peter, couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. That sounds like a good verse for this morning. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. And it says in Letters to the Beloved, he came to the disciples who had fallen asleep. He said to Peter, you could not stay awake and watch with me for even an hour? I'm going to go pray again. Will you watch for me once more, praying that you do not yield to the temptation to sleep? I know your heart is in it, but full bellies and soft ground have overruled your spirit. You are an embodied human. You cannot separate your spiritual life from your physical being. You have bodily needs and drives, and at times these will tempt you away from following me. Always talk with me when temptations arise. So I guess for me, that idea is, as somebody who's lived in his head for so much of his life, to remember how important our bodies are in terms of how we are as spiritual beings. You know, I think they're so deeply linked. And just even thinking about you with your voice this morning,
yeah.
It can really have an effect on us, right, emotionally and everything in terms of how our bodies are working or not working as well.
For sure.
Yep.
Hey, thank you, friend. Thanks
you
for being there. Appreciate it. All right,
WWIB,
we talked about Tim Hawkins. How about a little bit of that this morning?
Christmas is kind of bittersweet for me because when I was a kid, my first time performing, I was 6 years old. And I was performing in our Christmas pageant at church, and I had one line in one song. It was the song, "Do You Hear What I Hear?" And I messed it up. I sang, a child, sleeping in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. That's not the way that song goes, ladies and gentlemen. People get mad when you sing about baby Jesus with a tail. But think about that song, "Do You Hear What I Hear?" It's psycho. Who wrote that?
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
I think the shepherd boy's been in the field a little too long, don't you? Talking to the sheep. Really? Oh, we got to tell the mighty king. It's worse, they go to the mighty king.
A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
How about a blanket? How about some soup? Child shivered in the cold.
It started as Tuesday Trivia. It is now Win It Wednesday. And try number three on a Win It Wednesday as we want to give away a J.J. Heller vinyl Christmas album to you. Plus, two tickets to see a movie of your choice at Mycon Cinemas in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb and Sam with you on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, your Christmas station. And Sam, we are ready to give a second clue. The question started with this. Over a million of these are purchased daily. Over a million of what purchased every day? And we said, hey, this is something edible. That was our first clue.
That's right.
Now we are ready for a second clue as folks call 715-723-2555. The second clue?
So we're thinking here, first clue is that it's edible. The second clue is this is something sweet.
All right. So you can throw out the savory where it's like we're playing Guess Who. All right. So you can flip those down.
There you go.
Throw out the savory things. Think sweet. Over a million of these purchased daily. Edible and sweets. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Aiden from Chippewa Falls. Is it cinnamon rolls?
Is it cinnamon rolls?
Cinnamon rolls.
I was actually thinking of getting some of those from Costco.
There you go. That's a good guess.
Is it cinnamon rolls?
Not quite what we're looking for.
All right. Good to hear from you. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Over a million of these purchased every day. Think edible, think sweet. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
Linda from Chippewa. Go ahead.
I'm going to say gingerbread house kits.
Gingerbread house kits. That ties in very nicely with our home sweet home gingerbread house contest, which you should definitely enter, friends. But not gingerbread house kits. Thank you, Linda. Two calls in a row from Chippewa, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Crystal from Jump River.
Crystal from Jump River. What do you think, Crystal?
How about mint?
Mints?
Mints, like after dinner mints or breath mints, things like that?
Yeah.
All right. Is it mints, Sam?
Not quite.
It's
not what we're looking for.
Good guess. Good guess, Crystal. Thank you.
Creative.
715-723-2555. And you do need to be kind of creative, I think, sometimes to solve these trivias.
That's right.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on a Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Hi, this is Caroline from Islake.
What do you think, Caroline?
Could it be mints?
I think that was just guess just
like
now.
Literally right before.
Just, yeah.
Bonus guess time. What do you think?
Could it be, let's see, gosh. I feel like gum was already guessed yesterday.
What was that? So think edible, think
was,
sweet.
Was gum, yes.
Gum was guessed.
Gum yesterday, yep. Chewing gum?
Yes.
Huh. How about ice cream?
Is it ice cream? Not ice cream. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Still time for some more guesses. Good morning. Think edible, think sweet. Over a million of these purchased every day. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
Hey, Jan. What do you think?
Scones.
Is it scones? Sam, maybe get them from Great Harvest Bread Company.
Very creative, too. I like that guess.
Scones?
Not quite.
Not scones. Thank you, Jan. Three more guesses. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is JoJo from Jump River.
JoJo from Jump River. Love the alliteration. What do you think, buddy?
Is it Hershey's chocolate bars?
Is it Hershey's chocolate bars? Love the little pieces that you can break off. Mm. Sam, over a million Hershey's chocolate bars sold every day. No. And
thanks for trying, JoJo.
Just not what we're looking for. Two guesses left. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Patty. I'm from Elk Mound.
Hey, Patty. What do you think?
I think it's cookies.
You think it's cookies. Sam, is it cookies? Over a million cookies purchased daily.
Now, that was guessed earlier. A little bit earlier here this morning.
Yeah, so you can have a bonus guess here, Patty.
How about muffins?
Is it muffins?
Muffins.
That sounds good. Muffins? Not muffins. All right, one more guess, then we have to go to 845. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hey, Dale, what do you think?
Snickers candy bars.
Is it Snickers candy bars?
Okay.
Hungry? Why wait? Grab a Snickers. Yeah, I can just repeat the slogan. They really should pay us something for this. Is it Snickers? Sam, did we get a winner? Is Dale correct? Does he walk away with those prizes?
Good guess, Dale. Not quite what we're looking for.
All right, thank you. We'll have to think of yet another clue for you, friends, and sometimes that takes us a while. I'll have to pick Sam's brain. The WIB Wake Up Show, your final chance on a Win It Wednesday with Caleb and Sam as Halvo's under the weather. Your final chance to win today, at least, that Mikon Cinemas 2-pack of tickets and a J.J. Heller Christmas vinyl album. Yeah, get out the record player and enjoy that wonderful, wonderful Christmas project from J.J. Heller. But it starts with Sam answering this question, and here it is. Over a million of these are purchased daily. Over a million what? Purchased every day, and we're starting to stack the clues here.
That's right. So we started with that first clue of this is something edible. Had to move on to it's edible and sweet. And our latest clue for you this morning is this comes in a box.
All right. So sometimes we say think outside the box with our answers, but technically you're thinking inside the box.
That's right.
Because this is something that comes in a box. So edible, sweet, comes in a box. 715-723-2555. Over a million. So I guess we can say over a million boxes of what are purchased daily? Over a million boxes of these purchased every day. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones on Win It Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry calling from Fairchild.
Sherry from Fairchild. What do you think, friend?
I am guessing Cracker Jacks.
Is it Cracker Jacks? Peanuts and Cracker Jacks, as the song says. Is it Cracker Jacks? Sam Aberly.
Not quite. Not quite. Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry. 715-723-2555.
Internet.
Good morning, WWIB. I missed that one more time. What's your name? Where are you calling from, if you would?
This is Roxy from Ojibwa.
Hey, Roxy, what do you think?
Oh, there's a couple. I'm going to go Raisinets.
Raisinets. Is it Raisinets? It's not, but call us back with that second guess, Roxy.